So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
There's no shortcut home.
94 WIP breaking news.
Philly signed Adelis Garcia.
Oh. Okay, that's an interesting one. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. There is no easy way out. Adolis Garcia, former World Series MVP with the Texas Rangers, is now a Philadelphia Philly. Any terms on that kind of deal yet?
1 year, $10 million.
1 year. So he's this year's Max Kepler, is what you're telling me.
Well,
I mean, in terms of...
Why'd you have to go there?
Well, I didn't mean it in a negative way. I meant it in a one-year kind of a patchwork. It's not a long-term deal is what I mean. That's what Kepler was. It was a one-year thing. I don't mind this. Adolis Garcia was, at one point, I would say 2 to 3 years ago, still one of the more productive outfielders in all of baseball. Mm-hmm. Now, he has had two tough seasons. He's declined precipitously from where he was, but right-handed bat, power.
Postseason riser.
Postseason, I mean, again, he was money in the playoffs for the Texas Rangers a couple years ago. I think it's an interesting signing, a right-handed bat, power. If he can bounce back, if he could be what he was a couple years ago, this is the kind of bat that conceivably could be the five hitter to be maybe what Castellanos was a couple years ago, what maybe people thought Castellanos should
be. Has anyone been more traded than Nick Castellanos, by the way?
No, I mean, he's...
Before they're actually traded.
He's so out of here.
He's on his way.
Like that right-handed bat to protect Schwarber, let's say it's Harper 3, Schwarber 4, and then you want a right-handed bat 5 or something to that accord, Adolis Garcia at his best, or even bounces back a little bit, could do that. I've always liked the player.
You know, it's funny. It's like the way his nickname is not what you think. Like, it doesn't sound like what it actually is.
Adolis Garcia's nickname, what is it?
It's El Bambi.
El Bambi?
Am I saying it right? El Bambi?
How do you spell it?
What it means is B-O-M-B-I. Sounds like he's knocking the cover off the ball, right?
Yes.
It's a little light bulb.
That's what it means?
Yes.
The little light bulb. He's not little. I mean, he's a big dude.
I guess that's the irony of the name.
Yes.
All right. El Bambi?
El Bambi on his way to the Philadelphia Phillies. All right, 32 years old. Last year, 19 home runs. He dropped to 227. Again, he's declined from where he was a couple years ago. But this was a player, you know, he was an all-star twice in 21 and 23. And I look at him now as a guy that's... My view on this is he's going to replace Castellanos. They're going to dump Castellanos, and he's going to be that right-handed outfield bat that hopefully gets hot and has power. Again, the home runs last year were only 19, but the previous 4 years, he had 31, 27, 39, 25. So this was a guy before last year was averaging 30 home runs a season for 4 years. All right, so Adolis Garcia, a Philadelphia Philly, as we get the breaking news there. I'll take it on a one-year, $10 million deal. I'm good with it. All right, 215-592-9494. You can react to that, but of course the Eagles. Are they back, or is it just the Raiders? We'll get to your phone calls here in a second. Hugh, let's work through what happened, though, end of the third quarter. So, last play of the third quarter, Hugh, Jalen ran right out to the right side, and it looked like he was trying to get the corner. He couldn't get the corner. It looked like he was kind of that in-between, should I slide, should I cut back? And
yeah.
It was kind of awkward, and it looked like his leg got caught under him a little bit. And for a moment, I was concerned because he got up, and he looked like he was in pain. He walked off to the sideline. I wouldn't say he was hobbling, but he wasn't walking totally normal. So they go to commercial, end of the third quarter. They come back. He's on the field. He throws a touchdown pass to AJ. That's it, right? Because he came out of the game at that point. They pulled the starters. So we never got a full glimpse of, is he fully fine? I mean, he was there. It wasn't like he was in the locker room. So that gave me some hope. But after the game, I knew this would be a question. What happened? Is it an injury or is it just a weird little thing for a second? Let's hear Jalen Hurts after the game, his post-game press conference, asked about his leg that looked like it got banged up in the last play of the third quarter.
When you talk about responding.
We saw you land awkwardly on your ankle. Anything going on there?
I don't know what's going on just yet. I'm happy we won. I'll be okay, though.
All right, so we did it backwards. We could do it again. All right, so there was Jalen Hurts with Pam Oliver, end of the game, on the field. Right, that was immediately after the game, and she asked him, how about that leg? Can we hear the Pam Oliver thing again? Just let's unpack
that. We saw you land awkwardly on your ankle. Anything going on there?
I don't know what's going on just yet. I'm happy we won. I'll be okay, though.
Hugh, what do you make of that? I don't know what's going on just yet.
Well, is something going on. Something's wrong, but he's going to wait to get evaluated. Like, he didn't leave the field. So you have that going for you. Might be a little sore.
Yeah.
Might be a little sore. Might be a little swelling in there that they're going to aggressively work to get out, you know, see if there's any structural damage. Doesn't seem like it was. You know, he played, so.
Well, hopefully played one more play.
Yeah, so we'll see. Probably just a little swelling.
Yeah. If I had to guess, I feel like we're going to get more information on this as the week goes on, and we'll see how he is at their first practice on Wednesday. So that was him right after the game with Pam Oliver. Then in the press conference after the game, he's asked directly about the injury.
Quarter, it looked like you got tackled a little awkwardly, but then you came back after the break and threw the touchdown to AJ. How did you feel after that play, and how were you able to shake that off and throw the touchdown in the first play of the fourth?
Just shook it off and came back and responded the next play.
All right, so we'll see where this goes from here. Hugh, I don't know how banged up he is. I don't know what it is. I did find it interesting. I looked at the line on the game. So the Eagles are currently, when I looked last night into this morning, a 5.5-point favorite over the Washington Commanders.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my first thought was that feels a little light. The Commanders are 4-10, and I wondered, is that because there's some uncertainty about Jalen's ankle? We did find out this morning that the line was 5.5 before the game even started. It was kind of like the look ahead. So potentially it has nothing to do with that. Hugh, do you think there's something going on with his ankle?
There's a good chance it's probably a little twisted and it's swollen. I don't think it's enough for him to miss the game, though. If that's what you're asking me, I don't think it's enough for him to miss the game. They're probably just going to, like I said, they're going to aggressively. He's probably going in there, get some treatment today, see where his ankle is, and aggressively treat it. And take him day by day, but he's going to play.
Well, what's the now? I don't know if you've ever had an injury where you had adrenaline and then you kind of felt it more. It's like, because I think back to 2022, right? He hurt his collarbone in 22. He did the whole post-game stuff with Pam Oliver. Remember that? He did it on the field. They won the game. The next day, we found out that he had been hurt worse than they thought. Is there a thing where, like, he doesn't? When he said, I don't know, you think that's because the adrenaline's still there and he can't really tell?
Probably. And, you know, it's like they probably testing for, you know, structural damages and things like that, and he was cool. So they'll probably just wait and see how he feels today, you know, after 24 hours, you know, going there. He probably went to, like I said, he probably went into treatment today just to see how he's feeling, you know, see how much swelling is in there. Probably take an MRI or something just to make sure. But if it's not that bad, he's definitely going
to
go.
Yeah, it just was hard to tell because he played only one more play. Now, it was a good throw, right? It was probably his best throw of the day, the touchdown. But then he was out, right? Like, we have no way of knowing, was it in fact, I don't even remember seeing him on the sideline because afterwards, right? The game was over. It was like, you know, everyone was just trying to get out of there. But I don't know if he was in the medical tent, if he was just hanging out, if he was sitting, standing. I don't know. If I had to guess, I don't think we've heard the last of this situation with his ankle. Something tells me he's either, I wouldn't be surprised
knee,
if he's limp or knee or ankle. I don't know what it was.
So he had a knee issue in the past, played. He was just limited with the running thing. So that obviously worries me, given we know, like, the offense is at its best when he's running the football.
Including yesterday.
Yeah. I thought the -5.5 line was very appropriate, though.
Doesn't it feel light?
No.
They're 4-10.
Well,
because it's a division game.
It is a division game. And I also don't think the Commanders are 4-10 bad.
Well, but that, I know that's the record, though.
Yeah, but so what? We all yelled and screamed about the Eagles being 8-2.
So you think they're better than the record?
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, they're a divisional opponent. Yeah. We're on the road.
Yeah.
And like, I know we're all eagled up after beating up on the Raiders and stuff, but like, you know, it would make sense to me that people setting this line are like, you know, pump the brakes a little bit.
Yeah. I'm going to keep an eye out the next day or so because they always seem to find out things before we do. So if the line goes back up to 6 or 7, then obviously it's good news on Jalen. If it goes down to 4, or 4.5, I would start to wonder if Jalen's ankle is more banged up than we think. 215-592-9494. Chris in Middletown is up on WIP. Hey, Chris.
Happy Super Bowl-bound Monday, man.
We're back, Chris. What are you feeling?
Guys, real quick on this Phillies news. Mm-hmm. I don't want to throw the wet blanket on you, but I'm going to grab it from Hugh Douglas and throw it on there. Guys, anybody that's excited that Nick is going to be gone, you're going to hate Garcia because he's basically a mirror image of Nick offensively. But let's move
I think
on.
There's more power there, but I see your point.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Real quick, too, let's address some low-lying fruit that was thrown out there. When San Diego Aaron, when he starts, you know, and said, hey, you know, when you start dating, you know, you start ugly and you work your way up, you mm-hmm. know, he understands. He's speaking from experience because, unfortunately, his poor wife started ugly, but then she got stuck with ugly.
And so, there we go.
That's
there it is.
Happened.
There it is.
Guys, let's get to the main point here. So we beat the worst team in the NFL.
Yes.
Like, they're going to most likely have the first pick in the draft.
Yep.
Okay,
they're working on it.
Yeah, working hard based on what I saw yesterday.
I know, like, the Jalen Knights want to do cartwheels down the streets. But, you know, hey, if you want to make a spectacle out of yourself, you know, go ahead. You climb out of the clown car and make a fool of yourself. But that said, they did what they're supposed to do. They won 31-0, which, you know, on Friday, no one that it was a serious person thought that we would come in within single-digit points of Kyle's upper lip going back home. So I was a little surprised that it was even that close. But, of course, Kyle knew it was safe, and it was. But Hugh Douglas, I got to talk about this luxury that we have, this defense. Because BG knocked the rust off. And ride with me here for Hugh, okay?
Can I get you?
I'm listening.
Yeah. So BG knocked off the rust, and he got himself 2 sacks. I mean, you know, like you need help getting sacks back, right, to your numbers. So
you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
You know, let's have a conversation here. I want to talk to Hall of Fame Hugh Douglas, because if BG can come back, so can you.
No.
We saw Phillip Rivers come back and quarterback an entire game at 88 years old.
And he's chunky now, by the way.
Yeah.
He threw this first pass, looked like a
dude. All of them
Rivers
did. There was no zip on any of them.
It was
so funny.
And he had a chance to win.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy.
Well, I mean, he did. He took the he had a go-ahead field goal drive.
Yep.
If we have any chances of going back-to-back, Hugh, I mean, come on. Can you stand up and help? Listen, the kids want to see us go back-to-back. Do it for the kids. 8 snaps. That's all I'm asking for.
I'm not even asking
for a whole game. 8 snaps, Hugh. You could do it.
I believe in you. I'm glad you believe me, but ain't.
How many snaps till you got hurt?
until I got hurt.
Yeah.
One.
Yeah, I give him one.
Listen, you could have got a snap. You could have got a sack on Sunday. Is all I'm saying. Even you could have got in it.
I think you could.
I think it's a poll question. Could Hugh Douglas have gotten a sack yesterday?
No.
Against the Raiders, I think you would have got one. Yeah, you would have fallen into one. No. Go ahead, Chris.
Guys, shout out to Cowboy Jim's Emperor Jerry. Like, Jerry, thanks for being the biggest supporter of the Eagles and working as hard as you do to help us win. You know, how fitting is this, guys? Let's look at this topic right here. How fitting is it that Brandon Aubrey choked away their playoff chances? Like, this guy is the perfect Cowboy. He had so much hype. Everybody was saying this guy is the greatest kicker in the world and he's going to break all these records. Typical Dallas overhype, looks good on paper, but when December came around and the games really mattered, he just got folded up like you against Willie Rolfe. He just got Rolfe. And sorry, you got to take shots because you don't want to come out of retirement. So now you deserve it. But guys, I love it. Jerry, thank you. Men, the countdown's down to one.
And we're almost
the banner
there.
Yep. Is right.
That's right. It is there. Chris, I am glad we don't have to take down that banner. We're just one more. One more. The NFC East is going to be clinched. I mean, we raised the banner early in November. I just, I didn't want to have to take that banner down, and it certainly looks like we're not going to have to. Steven is in Chestnut Hill. What's up, Steven?
Hey, listen, I think you could go back. I think you. Come on.
No, I'm not doing
it. You got to be bored sitting there behind a radio desk.
No, I love it here. It's awesome.
I'm kidding. Listen, here's my point. It's like their guy was talking about the ugly girl at the club. You know, I speak from experience. I had a lot of those, and it never led to a Miss America date. You know what I mean? Never.
So you never were able to upgrade. You just kind of
just wallowed it.
I'm telling you. Once I hit that low, and I tried it, it just didn't work. It didn't work. I'm telling you, it's not going to work here either. Listen, the Eagles, they just beat up with the Raiders. Why can't you guys open your eyes and admit you played a JV team? And that doesn't get your confidence back.
Well,
you got a quarterback hurt in the process.
Because it's Victory Monday.
It is Victory Monday. So they did play a JV team, but sometimes Alabama gets to play Medford, right?
Like, it's like the boxer who pads his record to 30-0, but he beat nobody until he plays.
It was a tomato can.
But it does give you some confidence,
yes,
does it not?
I think the quarterback needed a tomato can.
Whether it's fake or real confidence, it's confidence.
Like I said, it never gave me any confidence. Just gave me some short-term.
Well, you're probably ugly, so.
Probably.
I ain't want to say
look like Bruce Willis. Hey, listen, one last point I had about the Phillies contract. Is that contract that Schwarber signed a non-tradable one like Bryce Harper had?
No, there is no trade clause. Steven, there isn't a no trade clause, but once a player has 10 and 5 rights, which means 10 years in the league and 5 with the same team, which Schwarber
he gets approval.
Yes,
trade.
So Schwarber just had 4 with the Phillies, so this will be his 5th. So he's close to that kind of level.
Yeah. So like they couldn't let him walk. They had to trade him, and they're not going anywhere either. This team is in a rut. They got to get rid of some people, and I think they can get a lot for Schwarber right now if they traded him.
But they
Wait a minute, we just signed him.
Yeah, but you couldn't have gotten anything for him by letting him walk, but now you got him.
Oh, you're trying to say,
get some assets.
Genius.
Yeah, I mean, you have
a sign and trade. So
I don't think that was their plan, but I'm thinking right now, that's what I would do because I want this team to get some more talent, and I don't know how you're going to get it.
We just got El Bambi.
Yeah, El Bambi.
Oh, yeah, you got to get rid of Harper. You got to get rid of Schwarber.
What? All right, Steven, man, we appreciate it. So a couple things.
Wow.
You know me.
Guy's miserable.
I'm always up for any sort of trade idea, right? I like those. You cannot trade Kyle Schwarber today. He just waxed poetic twice last week in a press conference and on the afternoon show about the meeting with John Middleton about the plan. Like, you'd throw a monkey wrench in every future free agent ever signed here if the minute you sign him, you trade
him.
You can't do that. Plus, I don't want to trade Kyle Schwarber. In terms of, because I know here, there's a feeling people want to shake things up, right? They don't want the same team.
Mm-hmm.
The Adolis Garcia thing. You could feel like he's going to have a good year here, maybe not. Again, when I first heard the terms of the deal, my first thought was he's this year's Max Kepler, and Kyle didn't like that. What I meant was, it's a one-year deal on a guy that used to be good. Maybe he's still got something left. It's not going to hurt you long-term.
This year's Max Kepler signing, I think, is a better way to present it.
Let's use it that way. It reminds me of them getting Kepler last year, 1 year, 10. It was exactly the same deal.
Yeah, I remember vaguely, who was it? Was it the afternoon show? They were talking about he was going to go out there and handle his business.
Kepler?
They were hot. Weren't they high on him at the beginning of the year?
Oh, they were Kepler heads.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kep heads, whatever they called themselves. The bottom line is Garcia is fine, but you know what Garcia is? It proves that Castellanos is gone. I don't know if they're going to DFA him or trade him. He's gone. There's no way Nick Castellanos and Adolis Garcia are going to be on the Phillies next year. So when I saw this deal, when Kyle told us the breaking news, it cemented what we've all heard for a while and thought, Castellanos is out of here.
Well, yeah, Castellanos kind of knew that too, you know, because he was kind of sounding morbid when he was talking about, when he was talking about the future and probably playing, in a different spot somewhere else.
Yeah. He was talking like a man that was a free agent.
Yeah, basically.
He's the most released I've ever seen a player or traded before they get there. I mean,
he
knows it's over here, and he's going to move on somewhere else. All right, let's go to Juice in South Philly. What's up, Juice?
Hey, good morning, Juice. Good morning, you. Good morning, Joe.
Juice, what's up, pal?
Kyle, what's up? All right, so real quick, I feel like we're moving the goalposts again, Joe.
In terms of?
Of your narrative with Hurts.
What's the narrative?
It's a narrative.
So always with the narrative, Phil.
Always.
What is the narrative?
Listen, I'm going to explain it. Here's what I'm saying, right? Mm-hmm. You sat there last week calling for the man's job.
No, that's not what I said. I said if he continued to play as poorly as he did for the 5 weeks prior, I wouldn't let him play.
You
the whole
are right about the listening comprehension thing, by the way.
It's unbelievable.
I mean, holy
semantics.
Smokes.
Yeah. No, it's not semantics. They're totally different things. Like if your boss calls you in the office and says, if you continue to perform like this, we're going to have to move on. That's different than you are fired. They're different things.
Semantics. You're not his boss.
No, it was an analogy.
Juice.
Get him right, Juice. So get him right.
Do you want the answer? I'm going to give you the answer. I just sat here and listened to you get humbled by Merrill. You keep saying 5 games. I'm looking at these last 5 games. It's not. It wasn't. Okay?
Well, it was.
183 yards and a touchdown against the Packers. 135 and a touchdown on the ground against the Lions. 289 yards and a touchdown and 2 rushing with 30 yards rushing against Dallas. Uh-huh. So listen, because they lose the game doesn't mean it's Hurts' fault all the
so
time.
Juice. We can say he played well yesterday and not try to pretend the 5 games before it weren't bad. Juice, he was, if you look at all the...
The offense sucked. What are you talking about?
They scored 16 and a half points a game for 5 weeks. It was their lowest scoring output in 12 years. 12 years. Okay. That's worse than Sam Bradford. Think about this for a second. Worse than Carson Wentz in his last year here. That's how bad the offense was for 5 weeks before this past Sunday. Also, if you gave me stats, Juice. But it's all in context. Yeah. It's all in context. It was one of the 5 worst quarterbacks statistically for the last 5 weeks. He was bottom 5 in the league before yesterday in the 5 weeks prior.
How much do those Bears stats weigh heavily on that?
It's 5 games. They all weigh the same. What are you talking about? They all weigh the same. It's 5 games.
If he had an outlier great game, that would also weigh things. He didn't.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
3 touchdowns?
You heard him.
289 and 3 touchdowns against Dallas.
Juice, they didn't score for 40 minutes. What are you talking about?
Get him, Juice.
You're off your rocker, dude.
Juice, do you think he played well for the 5 weeks prior?
Christ.
Don't back down, Juice.
Jalen, don't play defense. Jalen, don't play defense. A 21-point lead, you should win that game.
They didn't score again.
Yo, Juice, they lost by 3 points. Maybe if they scored once in the other 40 minutes, they win the game.
All right, so listen, real quick.
Okay, go ahead.
You're wrong, but I have something else I want to say.
Okay.
So, Hugh.
Yes.
Hugh, JoJo was at his first game yesterday.
Oh, yeah? What you mean? Oh, he was? Right? Did he have fun?
Cool.
No, he loved it. Loved it. Now, so listen. So, he was like, I can't wait to go see. We were in the end zone. He was like, oh, I get to see everything from here. Now I can see who's doing what, who's not, like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just
so
watching
anyway,
the game. Yeah.
Point being is, today, he's locked in. You're 8 points down. You got A-Chan going tonight.
Okay.
9 points. That's a good,
I picked the Miami to win tonight, too.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
There's a road dog in the cold weather?
Miami. I mean, that's still alive. You know that's still alive in playoffs.
Very small chance.
But they're still alive,
though. No, they are. You're right.
So I'm just saying, so as far as you guys go, you got a boxing chance tonight. You need 9 points. But on top of that, I'd just like to put out, last week I was playing against Jalen Hurts, and the guy only needed 7, and he dropped a minus 6, and I won.
Which is very ironic, as you defend his play, that he had minus 6. Juice, good phone call, man. We appreciate it. Yes, the Juice was referencing, of course, the WIP Midday Show Fantasy League semifinals. Hugh Douglas needs some good luck tonight. I've already punched my ticket into the next round, because I beat Terrence up, and it was not even close.
You're saying you beat him up?
No, it was a rout.
I don't know if I'm going to make it till 2 p.m., guys.
Why, with the Jalen stuff?
You will. Fuck it up.
No.
The revisionist history on the 5 weeks before this is something else.
But you expected that, though.
But we don't have to do that. Why can't two things just be true? He played well yesterday.
He did.
End of sentence. He played well. I liked what I saw. Hopefully it's a precursor of things to come. The 5 weeks prior were pretty bad.
But you know how people are. It doesn't work like that, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, I told you so, and you got to quiet all the haters and all this other stuff. And that's fine, because here's the reality of this. Next week comes soon.
Saturday. Short week.
Next week come real soon, so you got to keep it going.
Yeah.
That's why I tend to like to take the humble route when it comes to stuff like that. But, yeah, we'll see. I mean, it looked good, and it's a foundation to definitely build off of. Let's do that.
Let's do it. Well, let's go clinch the division on Saturday. 215-592-9494. That is how you hotboard. All right, coming up, your phone calls here. And let's discuss the part of Jalen Hurts' game that was there yesterday. Hasn't been there all season. Sometimes, but not always. Should we see more of it moving forward? His legs. They made an impact yesterday. We'll talk about that. Your calls on all of it. Are the Eagles back, or was it just the Raiders? 215-592-9494. It's how you hotboard. Midday show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation.
Free.
plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La 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 la, Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.